Well, good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you, big book study. My name is Janice M. and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, July 18th, 2016. Today we're reading from, you know, the chapter 6, Into Action, and we're on page 83. We're on the last paragraph, beginning in the promises. We're going to read through four sentences, beginning with if we are painstaking, and we're going to end the first part. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. Now, the readers for today on the 12 OA steps will be Ruth C., the 12 traditions, and Anita L. Our readers for today are Lisa H., Chelsea H., and Camilla G. The reference number for yesterday for that wonderful Sunday special edition at 8:30 on July 17th is 8921. That's 8921. And that was a presentation defining my real problem, doctor's opinion. Okay, our sole purpose. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through these 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You, Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Ruth C. to please read OA's 12 steps.
Thank you, Janice. Good morning, all. This is Ruth C., a recovered compulsive overeater in Atlanta. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made a direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
And thank you so much, Ruth C. Okay, I will now ask Anita L. to please read OA's 12 traditions.
Good morning, everybody. This is Anita L. from outside of Philadelphia. the 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and with that, I pass.
And thank you so much, Anita L. This is how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from this literature, then stop and share on what was read. Now, anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, just press star 1 to unmute. Now, once you have done sharing, please let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the speakers, should be muted. Okay, today we resume our study in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous on page 83, the very last paragraph, if we are painstaking. I will now ask Lisa H. to please begin reading.
Good morning. This is Lisa H., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Memphis. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. There's a lot of amazing stuff, and this is just the beginning of the promises. But there's several words just in this short 4 sentences that really stand out to me. And the first one is painstaking. It sounds like a difficult word, but one of the things, and I looked it up, and it said, done with great care and thoroughness. And so thoroughness for me, I remember, was my goal, to make my amends as best I could, bringing my higher power into everything that I did, getting ready for my amends, making my amends, making sure that I was really thorough in the people, places, and things, those kinds of things, the amends I needed to make. And then the next word is amazed. And I remember constantly being amazed at this process, because each time I worked a step, this sort of weight, if you will, seemed to get lighter and lighter on my shoulders. And the other thing I was so amazed was when my mind finally cleared from being in this sugar haze, as I would call it, I was continually seeing in a new way. That, of course, the next word is new, and that it actually says it twice. You know, new means not existing before, or discovered recently. So not only was I discovering defects of character that I wasn't so happy about, but I was also looking at people, places, and things in a new way. And then the last thing I wanted to, that just the word serenity, the state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled. And I don't think I ever could comprehend that word before, could comprehend that state of being calm, because I was always in fear and anxious about controlling the outcomes, if you will. And I guess the last thing I want to say is what I have come to understand is that God controls the outcomes, but I can contribute to those outcomes. And so my way of contributing is really being painstaking and thorough about this process, because now that I'm on the other side of that and living in 10, 11, and 12, the daily peacefulness and calm is like what I've never known. And again, I know this is an anniversary date. I want to thank you all for being here. This is a tremendous blessing for me, and thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
And thank you, Lisa H. Okay, what we're going to do now, we're going to read the last paragraph, starting with "if we are painstaking," and we're going to comment our shares and focus on the very first four sentences, and we're going to end our comments with the word serenity, and we will know peace on page 84. Okay, who would like to begin?
This is Renata. Can I share?
Okay, we have Bella, and we have Renata. Renata G, and I think it's Bella G. Yes, thank you. Anyone else?
Kathy K.
And Kathy K. Yes.
Shannon F.
Who?
Shannon F.
Shannon?
Yep.
Okay, we'll take those four because we want to get into this. Shannon. Shannon S., I believe, right? Okay, Bella G., please, it's your turn.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. My name is Bella G., and I'm a thankful recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you, Janice, for doing this service, and thank you very much, everybody on the line. We are going to know a new freedom. Wow, a new freedom. Yes, the big word freedom. You know, before the program, I was in my own jail. I believe that I can be perfect, and I believe that, you know, everybody is perfect. So my life was a war. My life was a war. My goal was to reach the perfect, and I believe I can be perfect. And every time, you know, 24/7, I just saw that I am not perfect. So I lived in jealousy, in anger, in to be upset and disappointed, and I was blaming and judging. Today, thank you God, such a miracle that I am connected to a higher power, to God that loves me and accepts me. And yes, today I believe I am not perfect and nobody else is perfect. And today, thank you God, I live in freedom. Thank you God, by living the steps one day at a time, I got connected to myself and to be aware of my feelings. And today I have the tools to feel my feelings, either if it's happiness or if it's anger or pain. And today I feel the freedom by not running to the food as a solution. Today I am connected to God, and today I have the opportunity to let myself feel the feeling and to have another solution beside the food. Today my freedom is to know and to accept that I am not perfect, and the food will not bring me to be perfect. Thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
And thank you, Bella G. Okay, Renata G., good afternoon. It's your turn.
Hi, Janice. Thank you for your service. Good morning, family. This is Renata G., recovered compulsive reader calling from Istanbul. And, you know, these words are very meaningful to me today. I've experienced levels, new levels of peace and serenity. You know, last Friday night here in Istanbul, things were literally crazy and there was calamity everywhere. And, you know, in the midst of everything, right, like hearing shootings and bombs and jets flying over the house and all of that, like a lot of calamity, I was peaceful and serene. And I know it's just because of my connection with my higher power. It's because of the constant work of these steps. Because like Belle said, before working the steps, I lived in a prison of calamity, even if things around me were okay, you know, like before working the steps, my reality were the bedevilments from page 52 every day. And now, you know, it didn't matter what was going on. I really felt at peace. I prayed. I wanted to, you know, stay in contact with my higher power. I, you know, overlooking like my life, I felt like I had no shame or guilt about anything, that I had no regrets, that, you know, it's just like complete freedom. And I just felt so much gratitude, and you know, which is totally different from the way I used to live my life before, you know, which was just about me and self-pity. You know, poor me, I just moved to this country and now all this is happening, you know, forget about all the family suffering and all of that. And, you know, I was just really grateful, and I asked God how I could be of service. You know, the person who was with me was like terrified, and, you know, I never felt so grateful for this program before. And, as long as I continue to work the steps on a daily basis, things do not accumulate. And what a blessing to look over my life and not have anything to feel shame or guilt or despair about. With that, I pass. Thanks.
And thank you, Renata G. Kathy K., it's your turn.
Thank you, Janice, for your service. Good morning, everyone. This is Kathy Kay, a recovered compulsive overeater from the Boston area. And, you know, I've been reading these promises for 20-some-odd years, and it was not until I worked the steps as they're outlined here in the big book that I began to really understand them and appreciate them. What's unbelievable to me now is that they continue to have more meaning and go deeper as I continue to work the steps. I have certainly gotten to a point where I am amazed at knowing peace and knowing serenity in a way that I never knew it before I started doing the work laid out in this book. I know serenity today in that things happen in my life which are disturbing, and yet I can go to my higher power and find the strength and the gratitude to walk through what's ever happening, knowing that all will be well, which is such a contrast to what I used to experience, which was self-pity, fear, and just a whole lot of negativity if anything went wrong around me. So it really is a miracle. These first few sentences describe a miracle that is available to all of us. And I also know that if I stop working the steps, that my connection to these miracles will lessen. And so we're all very blessed to know exactly what we need to do to stay in a place of peace and serenity. And with that, I pass.
And thank you so much, Kathy Kay. Kathy Kay. Shannon S., please, it's your turn. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Leah. Shannon? Shannon S.? Star 1 to unmute.
Hi there. This is Shannon S., compulsive overeater. I look at the word painstaking, and I always see this image of somebody digging. It's almost like they're digging for gold. And I've always envisioned the steps, especially steps 4 through 9, is like we're going through an extreme home makeover edition, and our home is our spirit. And so the painstaking part is that, yeah, our hands can feel like they're getting blistered as we're digging with that shovel, but it's worth it, and to keep going and keep going until we literally have God take the pain, meaning painstaking, and allow us to evolve. So I've always seen that the painstaking process is like, as much as I can get bored throughout the inventory process, or as if I can feel like I'm a child trying to do homework when I want to go out to recess, the painstaking process is really a process. I just say, you know, God, help me to keep going and keep going, because it's worth it. It's like climbing that mountain to experience that freedom. So those are just some of the thoughts that come to mind today that I thought I would share. I'm doing it all with you guys right now, and I'm just sending out some love. So with that, I pass.
And thank you so much, Shannon. Okay, whom else would like to comment on these very first four sentences?
Monica.
Suji.
Larry.
Naomi B.
Reva P.
Sarah W.
Well, let's see. Did I hear Monica?
Yep.
Oh, good. Monica T. is first. Then I heard Suji. Then
Rasa.
I heard Larry. Now, who else? I heard
Rasa.
I just heard Vasa. There was somebody in the voice.
Reva P.
Reva P. Let's go with those Sarah five.
Diane.
All right, let's go. Monica T., you're up. Monica T., press star 1 to unmute.
Good morning, Janice. Good morning, everyone. My name is Monica T., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. And if we are painstaking, if we are careful about detail, about this phase, this period of time, this period of change and development, this period of getting right with other people, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. And it was pointed out to me that this is halfway through what? You know, where am I? I'm in step 9. So before I'm halfway through doing my direct amends, I should start seeing these promises. And there's somebody unmuted. And that was my experience. After I had made a couple of direct amends, I did start seeing these promises coming through. And I wanted to zone in on, we will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. You know, when I came into this program, when I started working the steps with a Big Book guide, you know, I did not know what I did not know. And I couldn't see what I couldn't see. You know, I was a sick addict. And I had distorted lenses. And I didn't even know they were distorted. But as a result of working through the steps, and here I've gone through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and now I'm working on 9, God has given me a new set of lenses. I see things differently. I have a new attitude. I comprehend things differently. I can look at things differently. And you know, the past is a past. I did the best I could. And it's not about, this is not about beating me myself up. And it's not about judging myself. This was about learning and seeing, being shown things in a different way. So, you know, those things, all those experiences brought me to where I was at when I started this process. And now I do have a responsibility for my behavior, and I have learned how to do things differently, you know, and I've got steps 10, 11, and 12 to keep my house clean. So, you know, and what did regretting the past do for me? You know, that was just another rabbit hole to fall down into and just dig my hole deeper with regrets, you know. So if you're there, you know, this is not about beating yourself up and judging. It's about God giving you a new set of lenses so you can see things differently and see that you have a choice and we can do things differently. And with that, I'll pass.
And thank you so much, Monica T. Sue G., it's your turn.
Good morning. This is Sue G. from Michigan, recovered. I've been told two different things, and one is that halfway through means halfway through, one through nine or 4 through 9, and one is halfway through 9. So I am going to go with combining them. I have had extreme computer problems yesterday and again this morning, and I did get stressed out, but I knew my limit. And yesterday I finally told the tech just to email me and I could take it off the main computer rather than my laptop, the instructions for how to do it, which I couldn't understand when I got them. But I found that was my way of dealing with it, is just calmly saying, just send it to me and I'll read it. And then I merely went along my own way of doing what I thought was right to try to fix it. And I eventually did. God helped me to fix it. That's something that I normally would be so stressed out that I couldn't eat, that I would be yelling at the computer. I'd be yelling at my husband to come and help me. And I never raised my voice. And that is a new Sue. That's something I didn't have before I started working the steps with vision and actually doing the steps as written. I didn't have a lot of amends to make, but I make them through step 10 now. And I call people. And what I did do, though, is I did, after I thought I fixed it yesterday, which I didn't, but I did make a phone call because I needed to talk to someone. And I wasn't upset with the tech. I mean, he couldn't help it that he couldn't speak English very well. And he was doing the best he could to help me, and I knew that. But I needed to calm down inside myself before I took my blood pressure. And, yes, it was up real very, very high. But I just went on and put the computer to sleep or closed it down and didn't open it up again the rest of the day so I could calm down. Now that's, like I said, that's a complete new way of doing things. I actually, by the end of the day, I actually had peace and serenity back. I did not have it completely going through the incident, but I certainly had it by the end of the day. And I just wanted to share that. With that, I pass. Happy anniversary. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sue G. Larry K., it's your turn. star 1 to unmute. Larry K. Hello? Either I don't hear Larry or you don't hear me.
You're being heard, Janice.
Okay, again, thank you. All right, maybe Larry is having a little technical difficulty. So let's
Janice,
go to...
Janice, I'm back.
There he is. Okay,
I'm
no
so
problem.
Sorry.
No problem.
Thanks, Janice, for your service. It's Larry Kay having technical difficulties this morning. You know, I don't regret the past anymore, nor do I wish to shut the door on it. I mean, what I did, just so you know, I hung up on myself here. I didn't intend to do that. That wasn't my intention. I don't regret things anymore. I can live with with serenity and peace this morning. You know, my past, interestingly enough, my past is my greatest ally. I couldn't say that before. Why is that so? Because I've been through this process. God has changed me. As a result of this, I've had a personality change, a spiritual awakening, sufficient to arrest this disease. That's one of the things that happened to me. And now the past, one of the ways the past is a great ally is I can use that, and somehow with a sense of freedom, I can share that with others, people that are still in the midst of the struggle. I haven't forgotten what that's like. I remember, I'm driving right now. I have some appointments downstate, and I'm in Illinois. And I can remember driving, and I couldn't get very far unless I had my heroin. Can you remember? You know, I didn't actually do heroin. I hope no one thinks I did heroin, but that's okay. But I had my bag, my bakery box, my fast food bag. It was right alongside me. If it wasn't alongside me, weren't we thinking about it? I planned my day around my heroin. I don't do that anymore. Someone on the line still does that. I'm sure there's, you know, statistically speaking, someone still is living that way. I remember what it was like. It's not that way anymore. This process works. So that's how I share my past. I don't regret, and I don't have regrets about it. That's the weird thing. I think that's another thing that God has done for me. Don't have regrets about that. I'm proof positive. I'm a real walking, breathing, former bozo, still a bozo a little bit, but, you know, someone who, you know, God has changed. I didn't know that God would change me, but he's changed me as the result of these steps. And now I can carry this message. I have to, but it's a delight to do it. It's delightful to do it. Does that sound crazy? But it's true. It's my truth. With that, I'll pass. Thanks.
And thank you so much, Larry. Reva P., you're up.
Good morning. This is Reva P., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Toronto. I love these promises, and I wanted to share because I just came back from Montreal visiting my family, and I wanted to share on the words new freedom, serenity, and peace, and to know those things, not from reading the book, not from logic or intellect, but to know those things from experience. So, you know, here we are coming to the conclusion of step 9, and I've learned a skill set where I remove the blocks between myself and my higher power, and I begin to change for the better by working the steps thoroughly and diligently and starting to have access to a power greater than myself, because I don't have power to change myself. And in step 10, I just do the same thing from 4 to 9 that I learned in a condensed version. So I went to Montreal, and I was extremely unpeaceful. The nursing staff were doing it all wrong. My mother's condition is worse. It's everybody else's fault, and I need to fix this, and I need to go in there and take charge. So thank you, God, for step 10, 11, 12, and the people in this program who are recovered, who guide me. So I did my step work. thoroughly and diligently, not leaving out little pieces here and there. And it's amazing that in the midst, this is not peace and serenity and freedom because everything on the outside is working out. It's because everything on the inside is rearranged. So my mother was the same the next day. The place was the same the next day, but I was able to be peaceful and to remember that my priority is to love my mother, show her love, tell her that I love her, and not medicalize her or rehab her or change the administration of this building and this institution. And, you know, when I do this stuff, I'm more peaceful. And I'm not getting what was my original self-will. I'm not getting what I thought I needed and had to have to feel okay. It's almost the opposite, and I feel free. And that is a miracle, because those words, freedom, serenity, and peace, were not words that I comprehended from any experience before this program. With that, I pass.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, thanks to everyone for the time. My goodness, we're right on time. Okay, Vasa O, please, you're up.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Janice, for your service. And I am grateful to recover compulsive overeater, calling from Foxborough, Massachusetts. It is amazing. These promises are just awesome. Nothing has changed outside from me, but everything has changed inside of myself, as I've been doing the steps the way they're laid out. I've had a lot of good experiences and not so good experiences, but God has been always there to help me. Before coming to my program, I didn't realize how sick I was. I was really physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I thought I was stuck there and I was going to live my life, the rest of my life, being into the food and die, you know, die. And I was dying physically gradually, you know, anyways, living life, not, you know, like into the food, but really dying gradually. I just did not know what I did not know. The minute I came to my first meeting, I heard what my higher power wanted me to hear, how the program worked. That gave me a lot of hope. And I love listening to the promises at the end. It was just amazing. I was so open and I was so willing. I mean, the number one promise that I got once I surrendered, I became an abstinent. Well, for 25 years I wanted to put the food. I couldn't. So God was doing to me that I couldn't do to myself. So, I mean, that was a big promise, you know. And then gradually everything started falling in, you know, as I was working the steps. I mean, step four was not a very pleasant step to do, you know, but I kept on asking God, please give me the strength, give me the power. And I got through it. And the fifth step, and the sixth and the seventh were really hard for me to understand the character defects, but I kept on. And I still go back and forth and back and forth with that part. But again, you know, making the amends, every step I did, I became freer and more peaceful and more serene. So the promises are true, and I just love them, and they're here for all of us, you know. If I keep on doing what I'm doing every single day, and praying to God to just give me the courage and to give me the strength. So I'm so grateful to be here with all of you, and I just love the promises. And they really come true. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Vasa O. Sarah W., it's your turn.
Good morning, Janice. Thank you for your service, and happy anniversary to A Vision for You. Sarah W., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. beautiful shares, and I could identify so much with everybody. For me, I had such a torrid past. you know, food was a part of it, you know, but food was my solution. It wasn't my problem, really. It was my solution to my problems, because life on life's terms was too hard for me to deal with sober in any way, shape, or form. So, and, you know, I really made a lot of wreckage. I really hurt a lot of people, especially my children. And I just want to put in a note to the fact that we will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. Some of us don't have ideal outcomes with our children or with the people around us, but we still have peace. And that's been my experience. Very grateful for the program. I wanted to bring us to 124 for just a moment, because it's been probably the most important page in the book for me. It's in the family afterwards, and it says, "We grow by our willingness to face and rectify errors and convert them into assets. The alcoholic's past thus becomes the principal asset of the family, and frequently it is almost the only one." And the other sentence that it has in that page, and of course the whole page has so much to it, but it says, "Cling to the thought that in God's hands the dark past is the greatest possession you have, the key to life and happiness for others. With it you can avert death and misery." And, you know, I just wanted to say that my whole problem was lack of maturity, lack of the ability to accept delaying gratification. And what I've come to the conclusion of today is that, you know, life is going to happen, and I can either flow with it and accept it and believe and trust that my higher power is going to walk with me through it, or I can fight like a little baby, like a little two-year-old, and say, "I don't like this. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it." So I'm so grateful today, you know, and the last thing I'll say is tomorrow I start my radiation treatments. And, you know, part of me has a little bit of anxiety because I'm letting medical people deal with me, and hopefully they're doing the right thing. But on the other side of it, I know that God will walk with me through it, as will all of you, the people that have come before us, and that I pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sarah W. Okay, anyone else would like to comment on these first four?
Hi, we are from California.
All right, I hear...
Charles H.
Oh, I hear
Marie V.
I hear Anita J. I heard Charles
Nancy Ara.
Nancy Ara. Okay, maybe and one more.
Renee.
Marie P.
I think I heard Renee P. P as in Peter.
C as in cat.
Oh, Renee C. Let's go with those four for now and see where we're at. Anita J. It is your turn.
Thank you very much, Janice. Good morning, everybody. With great gratitude, I say that I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. And I wanted to speak on the promises, because I found this time around doing this work that I did in the 90s in the face-to-face big book, and got no results, really, on the promises. But this time with vision, it was 2 years ago this very week that I found that I was recovered exactly where it said it was going to happen. I was at a convention of an organization that's spiritual, and I was going to have to do up to 5 amends if all 5 women were there. But the biggest one was a face-to-face that really required some real sincerity and a turning of my mind, which had happened through the 4th and 5th step. And the point is, God had me run into that woman first. I hadn't even unpacked. And when I got through with that one and went down into the main room where there were 400 people. Wait, that's an exaggeration that keeps growing. Where there were 150 people of my organization, I felt like I had done a giant turnaround on the world. And it was right then that I joined the human race. I didn't know what recovered meant, but for me it meant I am one among many now. I'm no better, I'm no worse, I'm just like everybody else, and they're just like me. And what an amazing feeling. Before I went to that convention, I had thought to myself, I need to make a note. You want to talk to your sponsor about when are you going to feel recovered? When will you, well, she's got to tell me. You know, when I got back, I called her and I said, I'm not going to ask you this question because I know the answer. Doesn't matter what you tell me. I've just lived it. And living a new way of life, that is what it's come down to here, given to me by this big book, but not just, you can't just read it. You've got to live it. And somehow the format of vision did it for me, that I'm one among many, all over the country and other countries, we're all doing it. And I'm so grateful. It's very hard to explain, except if you've been through it, you know, you're nodding. Yeah, we know, Anita. And thank you very much. And with great gratitude, I pass.
And thank you so much, Anita J. Charles H., it's your turn.
Thank you so much, Janice. You're like one of those moderators that just, I just love sharing when you're moderating because you're such a spiritual person. I love you so much, dearly, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So Charles H., a recovered compulsive overeater. I don't regret the past at all. And I was a cracked out. I'm talking about cracked out of my mind. I don't regret saying that. I'm not saying that for no merits. That's just where I come from. And my favorite page in the big book is page 58. And with me and my sponsors, and I even suggested this to my sponsor. Look how bold I am. That's how the instructions in this book got me bold on a daily basis. It says, if you've decided what you want, what we have, and are willing to go to any lengths to get there, then you are ready to take certain steps. I'm ready to admit that without the principles in this big book, I am nothing. And yesterday I was reading the medical piece of the medical opinions of AA, not just the doctor's opinion, but the guy in the third paragraph was saying, and I related it to the second edition. This book, Alcoholics Anonymous, the success and recovery rate, 50% to 60%, as compared to the 2% or less than 2% in regular OA, and I'm not bashing it. I thank God for it. But, this crackhead had to come to the big book and study, not read it, study it. Study it and apply it. I could read all I want. If I read this big book. I used to read the big book and go to sleep. Now I study the big book, and I'm alive, and lost dreams are awakened. Now, I could, Monday morning, I'd be in some crack house for real. And I don't regret that because that my past, and thank you, Sarah, for saying that. We're with you, sister. We love you. On page 124, my darkest past, and I'm paraphrasing, is my deepest possession. I got to remember where God has delivered me from. I got to remember I was a stone-cold, disgusting crackhead. Now I'm a respectable member of society that care about everybody, even my enemies. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Mm. Thank you so much, Charles H. Okay, Nancy Ira.
Hi, thank you so much. Good morning, my name is Nancy Ira. I'm a grateful member of recovered member of Overeaters Anonymous, and I was just compelled to speak on we will not regret the past. Last week was just a very tumultuous week for me. Outside of the anguish of the outside world, in my church, my spiritual haven, all hell has just broke loose, and I was at a church meeting, and it was deja vu because I've been in a situation like this several times, but thanks be to God, this program has given me a new way of looking at things. I had been at a meeting the week before, and a girl had said something that no matter what happens, it's for a purpose, And I saw all the turmoil going on and people, you know, relationships being broken and self-will running riot, and I didn't open my mouth. I mean, the know-it-all, fix-it-all Nancy did not open her mouth, because I've learned when people are angry, they don't listen. So I have no amends to make. All I can do is pray for the situation. The turnout will be the way it is, the higher power wants it, and I have no control. I can feel bad. I can talk about it. But I have no, I don't have to make an amends, because I'm not trying to change anybody. I'm not trying to make anybody see things my way. And that's, I mean, that's new behavior. That is new behavior for me. And it's all due to this program. This program has taught me that there's a power in charge, and the power's name is not Nancy. So I was able to look at that situation and through new eyes and reflect on how I had handled previous situations, you know, getting my caucus going, you know, getting the caucus going to push for the solution that I think is the correct. Not today. I know better. Thank you so much for letting me share.
And thank you so much for sharing. Renee C., it's your turn.
Good morning. This is Renee C. from outside of Philadelphia, grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater. And thank you for your service. Happy anniversary to Vision. This has been the greatest blessing, I think, in my life in the last 8, 9 months, 10 months that I've been listening and working the steps to the best of my ability. And what I wanted to hone in on is we are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness, and we will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. You know, I am so much a work in progress. This is telling me in this big book, this wonderful, divinely inspired big book, that if I work steps 4 through 9 and live and work and breathe steps 10, 11, and 12, I will be amazed. And I have to look back and say, I really am amazed at what has happened in my life and the gratitude I feel, not just for the physical abstinence, but for the fellowship, for my higher power, for all the blessings that I've been given. I've had a really painful, emotionally filled weekend, very painful regarding my relationship with my husband. And I go for an MRI today, and then tomorrow more chemotherapy. So I just have so much gratitude to this Vision for You meeting, everyone on it. And I think my time is probably drawing to a close. I love you all. I haven't met most of you, but I really feel from my heart like you are my family, and we understand each other in a way that no one else can. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
And thank you so much. Okay, I think that Marie V., are you still there? You can wrap us up in a couple of minutes if you would. Marie V.?
I'm here, and I would love to share. Thank you.
Please go ahead.
You know, I'm a compulsive eater, and I am recovered. When I came to this program many, many years ago, I was looking for something. I didn't know exactly what. I thought that if I were thin, everything would be all right. I never was looking for the promises that I'd never even thought of the things that the promises make, that are made in the promises. And after sticking around for many years and taking these steps, learning to apply them, learning to live them until they become an automatic part of my working mind, I came to know the promises. I came to experience them in my life. I came from a screaming maniac to a person that knows peace and serenity. I came from a woman that cursed like a drunken sailor to a woman that rarely, if ever, curses today. From a person that felt hurt, deep hurt from even the slightest little look, to a person that says, it's okay. To a person, from a person that couldn't admit a mistake, to a person that can laugh at herself today. God is great. The program is great. I'm so grateful that my friend turned me on to a vision for you. I lost sight of my program for a while. And I found it again in a vision for you. Long live a vision for you. Thank you, my family. I'm grateful to be a recovered member of the vision for you and the program. I pass.
And thank you so much, Marie V. Yes, the miracle of vision for you group, because we study the steps in the big book. Thank you to all of you, everyone that shared and those that were listening. Please join us. You'll have time to share on the next meeting, the second unrecorded hour of study immediately following the Serenity Prayer. So, Chelsea, would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Sure will. Thank you, Janice. Thanks for your service. Good morning, everybody on the line. Chelsea H., recovered compulsive eater for today. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.